This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The house will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today from the Pierfort Peer Ministerial Association is Pastor Emily Munger. And the pages of the day leading us in the pledge are Catherine Rausch and Annabelle Stewie from Hoven.
Thank you. I invite you into a posture of prayer in whatever faith tradition is closest to your heart. Let's pray. Wonderful Counselor, I invoke the wisdom of your gospel message for all of us gathered here today. We know you have called us to be mindful of our neighbors, and we in positions of leadership acknowledge the responsibility to act in compassion and love towards your whole creation. As we go about making decisions for South Dakota, remind us to act on behalf of every single person's well-being, even those that often seem invisible to us. Open our eyes to places of suffering. Allow us the vision to see the equal value of all life, and give us direction in ways we might make South Dakota a place of abundant life for all, especially generations to come. This we pray in the name that I trust above all names, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Elward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bordeaux, Chafee, Chase, Schwacht, Davis, Dennert, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kynes, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty, May, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Otten, Ernie, Overwig, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfelt, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgran, Weesey, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosch.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
There is a quorum. Representatives Milstead, Olson, and Bordeaux will be participating remotely. We have an oath to administer here today. Miss Adelia Kirshner is going to be our newest intern. I would ask you to please raise your right hand. Blaming you. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Adelia Kirchner.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of South Dakota.
Of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of office.
The duties of office.
Of intern.
Of intern.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my ability.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosch, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Speaker announces that House Bill 1030 be referred to the Committee of, from the Committee of Health and Human Services to the Committee on Appropriations. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on House Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1003 do pass and placed on consent calendar. Caleb Fink, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1027 do pass. House Bill 1030 do pass as amended. Kevin D. Jensen, Chair.
Reports of select committees.
Speaker Gosch appointed Representative Hansen to replace Representative Olson and Representative Lesmeister to replace Representative Bordeaux on the Joint Select Committee appointed to arrange for memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and the House. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Hansen moved that the report of the Standing Committee on Joint Legislative Procedures, as found on page 28 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Second. That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on that motion? Representative Hansen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker and members of the House. I hope you have had an opportunity to look at the report of the Standing Committee. I know it's been distributed to most of you. But I think I'll just run through this real quickly to make sure that you have any, if you have any questions, you're free to ask. The first thing that the committee did is adopt last year's rules, or this year's temporary rules, as our permanent rules. And then we made a few amendments that you see in your report. So let's just walk through those. The first amendment was 6A-1. And if you go down to sub 3, this refers to when joint resolutions that are used to propose a measure to the people can be put on the ballot. The reason for this change is because there was a conflict in the statutory authority and what's in the rules. So under the law, the legislature can propose a measure to go on the ballot any day of the year. We're not bound just to the general election. We're not bound just to the June election. You can even do a special election if you want to. You just got to be able to get the votes to make that happen. So, consistent with our statutory authority, this rule will just allow for a proposal that seeks to place a measure on the ballot to be placed on any day that the measure proposes to do so. That's the first change. The second change is 7-12, and a lot of this is just formatting. So, the first part of the old 7-12 says what the Joint Committee on Appropriations is authorized to do. That authorization doesn't change. It just gets formatted into these subsections that you see in this document under subsections 1 through 4. Then if you flip over and you'll see 7-12.1, and this is where there's an additional sentence added to the rules. It's the last sentence of the rule. And it says, this rule, which is the rule that allows for the House and the Senate to take separate votes in the Joint Committee on Appropriations, the rule only applies to actions taken by the Joint Committee on Appropriations as a whole. So it wouldn't apply any longer to like subcommittees. This only now is available when you're in the Joint Committee on Appropriations as a whole. That's really the only substantive change to this rule. And then the final 7-12.2 is also just identical language that's been put in its own section for formatting clarity. Those are the rules. Those are the rule amendments. I'd stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks. Hearing none, the question for the body is the final adoption of the Joint Committee on Legislative Procedures proposed joint rules. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote? Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just personal privilege.
Granted.
Just a quick announcement. Tomorrow is Brookings SDSU Day. I know we usually announce at the reception, you know, later on that night, but at 11:30 to 1:30, or to 1, I think it is, in the rotunda tomorrow is SDSU ice cream. I'm sure nobody wants to miss that. So enjoy the ice cream tomorrow.
Thank you.
Representative Bordeaux.
Aye.
Bordeaux votes aye. Representative Milstead. Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Olson votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 55, nays 9, excused 6.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, the Speaker declares the motion carried.
Representative Peterson moved that the report of the Standing Committee on House Legislative Procedures, as found on page 29 of the House Journal, be adopted.
That motion having been made, seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No changes. This is a great one. Bull Green. Same as last year. We didn't make any changes. Just adopt the temporary rules to be our permanent rules and move on. Thank you.
Best floor speech of the session. Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the body is the final adoption of the House Committee on Legislative Procedures report to adopt the temporary House rules as the current House rules. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote?
Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux, aye.
Representative Bordeaux votes aye. Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Olson votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 62, nays 2, excused 6.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, the Speaker declares the motion carried. The Doctor of the Day here. Doctor of the Day program is sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association. Today's Doctor of the Day is Steve Schrader, MD. Dr. Schrader practiced family medicine in Miller for 35 years. He received his medical degree from the University of Minnesota School of Medicine and completed his residency in the Hennepin County Medical Center. Dr. Schrader currently serves as the medical director of the South Dakota Foundation of Medical Care, an organization that focuses on improving quality health care in our state. He also treats prisoners in the South Dakota prison system at the South Dakota Women's Prison in Pierre. He is a member of the American Medical Association and is a past president of the South Dakota State Medical Association and serves as the SDSMA's policy counsel. Please help me in welcoming Dr. Schrader. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1070 clarifies certain provisions of the Rural Access Infrastructure Improvements Grant Program. House Bill 1071, make an appropriation for maintaining the drainage of Lake Andes and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1072, revise the safety zone within which a firearm may be discharged or trapping activities may occur. House Bill 1073, provide for diploma privilege for admittance to the practice of law. House Bill 1074, classify vehicular homicide as a crime of violence. House Bill 1075, modify legal and official notice publication requirements. House Bill 1076, permits certain municipalities to elect aldermen at large. House Bill 1077, requires certain language for the oath of affirmation for civil office.
Speaker assigns to House Ag and Natural Resources House Bills 1071 and 1072. To House Judiciary, House Bill 1074. To House Local Government, House Bills 1075 and 1076. To House Transportation, House Bill 1070. And to House State Affairs, House Bill 1051. Also, to House Bill, House State Affairs, House Bill 1063. Announcements. Representative Wheezy.
We want to invite all legislators to attend the Capitol Commission Bible study tonight at 8 p.m. It's at Red Rosa. We usually meet at Perkins. It's just going to be a one time at Red Rosa. After that, it'll be at Perkins Tuesday nights. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs will meet tomorrow morning at 7:45 in room 414.
Representative Beal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, January 19th at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education will be meeting tomorrow morning, 7:45 a.m. We have got a couple bills to deal with and a couple of guest speakers. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So tomorrow morning we'll be hearing from Military and Veterans Affairs and then followed by a briefing on the opioid funding. So starting at 8:30, come join us.
Thank you, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in room 413.
Thank you, Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we heard earlier, this week is Tourism Week at the Capitol, and I would like to welcome everybody in red up there that represents our friends in tourism. Could you please welcome our friends in tourism? Thank you.
Welcome. Representative Barthel.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Also dressed in red, today is Brandon Day at the legislature. We'd like to welcome several business leaders, community people, the chamber folks, and then also several students from Brandon Valley. So on behalf of Districts 10 and 25, help me welcome the folks from Brandon today.
Welcome. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We are privileged with the absolute wonderful presence of former Speaker Val Rausch. Give Val a big hand of applause. Thank you.
Welcome. Further announcements. Representative Reimer. A motion having been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.